to the spiritual universe. That is going to be permanent. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. And they ask you about, a lot of people ask the Prophet, what is Ruh? What is the Spirit? So God said to the Prophet, they ask you about the Spirit. And so what you are going to say, tell them, قُلِ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The Spirit is from the commands of my Lord. This is something related to God. No one knows what the nature of Ruh is. If we notice that our spirit make our personality and reality, we easily come to the conclusion that death is not our end. Death is like a gate to another universe. Not only our spirits, but also our characters and acts will be preserved. Death is like a gate to another universe. We cannot obtain eternity and infinite life or endless pleasure in this world. If we want them, we should know they are due to the relationship with Allah. Because Allah is eternal, everything is related to Him in a narrow sense, speaking in a narrow sense. And everything is related to Him. And of course, the Quran says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِي. Everyone on this world must pass away. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And there will endure forever the face of your Lord, the Lord of glory and honor. So, brothers and sisters, in Arabic, wajh, because the Quran says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the word wajh. Wajh is that part of anything through which you can confront that thing. For example, if you confront the foot or hand of a person, you are not confronting and meeting him. But when you are confronting his face and have a kind of face-to-face sight, you confront and meet him. This is why in Arabic, our face is called wajh. In the case of Allah, we know that He has no body. So it is not necessary to look in a special direction to meet Him. In the glorious Quran, it is mentioned, and this fact is expressed by saying, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And for Allah is the east and the west. Therefore, whether you turn here and there, to the east or to the west, Allah is there. فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. The face of Allah is there. Surely Allah is ample giving and He is knowing. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Dear brothers and sisters, as we can consider and use everything to know Him, to reach Him, so everything can be called Wajhullah. Those things which are considered in this way will never be destroyed, as we saw in the verse 26 of chapter 25, 27 of chapter 55. So every action or even intention which you have for His pleasure will be preserved, will be maintained. If you give some money to a poor person, this money will be destroyed, but that aspect of this money, or in other words, that aspect of this action, which is Wajhullah, will be preserved forever. So whatever you do for Allah's sake, whatever you intend to do for Allah's sake, and purely for pleasing Allah, will remain. It will not be destroyed. This present life in itself is one of the blessings of Allah. It is the only opportunity that we have. If we want to purify ourselves, we should utilize it in the best possible way. Every moment of this life is so precious that no price can be considered for it. There is a famous tradition from the noble prophet, Man istawa yawmahu fahuwa maghbun. And of course, this tradition has been related or narrated from different infallibles, including the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So whoever whose 2 years are equal is a loser. This is the meaning of that tradition. We must use our life and our opportunity to praise Allah, to glorify Allah. And of course, the glorious Quran teaches us that unbelievers who do not believe in his religion and the day of resurrection are afraid of death. They wish they could live for 1,000 years or even more because they have nothing to present to Allah on the day of judgment. And we should understand that since we live in this world for a few years only, so we have to send something before we move on to the next world. This world is transient. This world is mortal. So we have to send forward something so that we can use it. It's a kind of investment for us. This world is a world where we cultivate, where we sow for the next world. So whatever we sow, we will reap it, we will collect it, and the hereafter. And whatever we do, we will see the result on the day of judgment. And of course, whatever we do, whatever we commit, whatever we send forward, we will see it on the next world. It's, as I said, this world is a world where we invest, but we will see the result in the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.
Amerik Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
radio. Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners of Listeners Special, and welcome to this week's edition of this program. Of course, on this beautiful Sunday, May 15th, 2022, I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Warm greetings to you all, and as you know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And if you have any message for our great listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our great listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an eQSL card or an electronic QSL card from us. So here, I do send my appreciations to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Bashir Ahmad from Bangladesh, Juan Coba from Spain, and Bill McDavid from the US. So Bashir, Bill, and Juan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio and your program, of course, Listeners Special. And of course, here we've received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mention some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read these emails, including an email from Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. Eddie is one of our regular listeners. Of course, from India, we've received an email from Pradeep Chandra Kanda, one of our old and regular listeners. From Finland, we've received an email from Olof Ratovara, one of our regular listeners. Kurt Ettlinger from Germany has sent us an email. And Mickey Delmage from Canada, of course, has sent us an email, which I will read these emails after a short break. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Listeners Special, and Eddie Witanto from Indonesia has sent us an email. Eddie says, firstly, let me send you my greetings from Jakarta. Thank you for your email. Almost every day, I tune into the IRIB English Radio because a variety of topics and issues about Iranian culture and society are presented in the programs, and they are very interesting. Best regards from Indonesia. Salam and warm greetings from Iran, from Tehran, and from IRIB English Radio to Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. Eddie, thank you very much for sending us such a nice email. And thank you for letting us know your opinion about our broadcast. As you said, almost every day you tune in to the IRIB English Radio because it broadcasts a variety of topics and issues about the Iranian culture and society. And that's great. It made my day. I mean, this email. Thank you very much. Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. My colleagues will soon send you an eQSL card as a verification. Please write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. Eddie Witanto from Indonesia, one of our great and regular listeners. And from India, we've received an email from Pradeep Chandra Kanda, one of our regular listeners. So let's see what Pradeep says. Pradeep says, dear friends, warm greetings from India. This is my communication after a long time. Actually, IRIB English radio programs have not been audible well here for many days. Same experience with your other services too. I thought IRIB was gradually preparing to leave the shortwave forever, as many other stations had already done. Anyway, last evening, I could listen your English program considerably well. I was really surprised. I at once decided to submit you a reception report. Kindly check the contents of this report with attached audio clips. I would appreciate your QSL verification card in return if it satisfies you. With best regards and best wishes. Salam and warm greetings to you, Pradeep Chandra Kanda from India. And thank you very much for sending us this email. So for many days, you had the problem in receiving IRIB English radio signals. I don't know why. Of course, we will let our technicians and engineers know about this problem which happened in your region, Pradeep. What a pity that you couldn't receive the signals of IRM English Radio. Anyway, we will, as I said, we will let our technicians and engineers know about this problem. And thank God you could finally receive the signals of IRM English Radio. That's great. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a verification. Thank you very much for letting us know about this problem. And thank you very much for letting us know here about you again, Pradeep Chandra from India. Write to us soon. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon. And at any time you had the problem in receiving the signals, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And then, after fixing the problem, you can refer to the shortwave. Write to us soon, Pradeep Chandra. So, after a short break, I will be back with other emails from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Here we've received an email from Kurt Ettlinger from Germany. So let's see what Kurt Ettlinger says. Dear sir or madam of the team of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. As a DXing fan, I scanned my radio dial and I found your frequency. I listened to the news and commentary about the Saudi war in Yemen and your support, which was very informative. I found your programs very interesting and full of information, especially your broadcast lecture of the Islamic Society. I hope I would be able to find more secondary frequencies of your station. So I would be very grateful to you if you can send me a QSL card or an EQSL for my reception report. Thank you in advance. Salam and warm greetings to you from Iran, from Tehran, and from IRIB English Radio. To you, Kurt Ettlinger from Germany. Please accept our appreciations for sending us this email and for letting us know your views and opinions about the broadcast of IRIB English Radio. As you said, you could catch the program, the news and commentary about the Saudi war in Yemen, and your support. Which you found it very informative, yes. IRB English Radio always tries to cover up the world developments and the developments in the world which most Western media don't cover it. For example, the Saudi war in Yemen, the Saudi war, the Saudi-led war, the US-backed war in Yemen, which is not covered up by most Western media. So we here in IRIB English Radio, as I said, try to cover all the issues, almost all the issues which is happening around the world in an unbiased, non-partial way. And that's great that you can receive the signals of IRIB English Radio and let us know your opinion about this broadcast. So it was great that you found the programs of IRIB English Radio very interesting and very informative. As you said, you found it full of information. And it seems that you listened to the broadcast lecture of the Islamic Society, and that's great. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, an electronic QSL card as a verification, because sending a paper QSL card is not possible at the moment because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kurt Ettlinger from Germany, thank you very much for sending us this email and letting us know your views about our broadcast. Write to us soon. And from Finland, we've received an email from Olof Ratvara. So Olof says, greetings from Finland. I am a 53-year-old DXer. I'm very happy of finding your English program. I like to listen shortwave stations, collect stamps, and play chess in a club. I have sent my reception reports to you, English section of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you for your programs. I should be very pleased to receive your verification. Salam and warm greetings to you all from Finland. Thank you very much for writing to us. So, you wrote about your hobbies. You like DXing, you like receiving shortwave stations and collecting stamps and playing chess in a club, as you said. And that's great. All of my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. So after a short break, I will be back with other emails from around the world. Welcome back. So Mickey Delmash from Canada has sent us an email. Mickey says, Dear IRIB English Radio staff, greetings from Canada. I would like to tell you of my reception of your radio recently and would be very much appreciated to receive your verification QSL card. If available, I would like to add a sticker or logo souvenir of your station to my collection. I have noticed that although your signal is strong, the voice modulation is low, making listening challenging at times. I hope your engineering department will be able to correct this problem. I do hope you will be able to verify match reception with your QSL card. Thank you very much for your kind time. Salam and warm greetings to you, Mickey Delmash from Canada. And please accept our warm gratitudes for sending us this email. And thank you very much for letting us know about the quality of the programs. As you said, the signal was strong, but the voice modulation was low. Of course, my colleagues will soon fix this problem. I let my colleagues know about this problem and they will soon fix it. Thank you very much for letting us know about this problem. So my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation and verification. But regarding your request for sending you a sticker or logo souvenir of IRIB English Radio, sending any promotional item or material at the time of pandemic is not possible on behalf of IRIB English Radio. Please, at the time being, accept our EQSL card. But in the future, after the pandemic, we, of course, will soon send you a sticker, logo, souvenir, or promotional items of IRIB English Radio to you. Write to us soon, Mickey Delmash from Canada. Thank you again for sending us this email. And here we reach to the end of this week's Listeners Special. But before wrapping up the program, again, I do send my appreciations to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us emails, letters, and reception reports, including Olof Ratavara from Finland, Eddie Vitanto from Indonesia, Pradeep Chandra Kanda from India, Kurt Ettlinger from Germany, Juan Koba from Spain, Bashir Ahmad from Bangladesh, Bill McDavid from the US, and Mickey Delmash from Canada. Many thanks for being with us. Please keep in touch with us and have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Like always, we've invited a scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to the show to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Usually, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions and Islamic beliefs. The doubts which have been asked by different questioners from around the world. The question of the day that we need to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is about the atheists and their beliefs and the moral standards that they actually believe in. It has been said or it has been written and talked about that even the atheists, they resort to some moral standards. The question that comes to one's mind is that, is it possible for an atheist to have some moral standards, and what are they and how they are actually attaching themselves to these moral standards? This is a question that we need to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure. Sheikh, the question that comes to the mind, okay, let's say that the atheists have some moral standards for themselves and they have to define some criteria for that. But what is the guarantee for performing and for being loyal to these moral or moralities that they have defined? Is it possible for a person who does not believe in anything, believe in something that has been defined by themselves? So how can we guarantee that they can back such an idea?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, atheism believe in the some kind of the ethics, which is talking about the independent of religion or ethics without God. Mm-hmm. It is famous for the atheism and atheists to have these kind of ethics. They want to omit religion or God from, ethical issues. And you know that you can guess which kind of, ethics that we are talking about.
Yeah.
In this particular ethics, they actually, you may call it the kinds of materialistic or ethics or ethic which is around the selfish or self-interest, I want to say that what matters for those people is my pleasure. My mm-hmm. absolute pleasure and my self-interest.
True.
Okay. To some extent, some kind of centricity of self and the interest of self. And whatever related to this issue I can use that, whatever it means. I want to say that what matters to these people is actually, you know, individual pleasure and individual, you know, self-interest and to obtain a lot of wealth and money. These are the foundation and the basis for, you know, those people who have the same idea and to have the same culture, let's say. And of course, they use different means for obtaining those bases and, for, you know, those goals. Sometimes these means can be not to lie or, for example, not to cheat if you want to have some kind of business, you know. The means that I want to get my self-pleasure and my self-interest is to not to lie in order for another person not to lie to me, okay? And I respect this guy in order that guy respect me. I do not cheat because I need to have this my self-interest, okay? Yeah. And because of that, all these ideals, they have been used as a means for getting my pleasure and my self-esteem.
True.
The reason that I say that they can use it as a means, in a case that there is no need for these means, for example, I have power and I do not need to have these kind of, let's say, honesty. True. And not to cheat, not to lie, and other issues, you know, ethical issues. Okay, when I have power and I do not need those ideas and those means, it means that, okay, I can forget about that. No longer I do not need these kind of means. So very I can true. Easily cheat, I can easily lie, I can easily kill.
Very true.
When I have the power, I do not need you, I have everything available, so why? There is no need. Okay? So my self-interest and my self-pleasure, which was a foundation and my final purpose, requires me to lie, to cheat, to kill. So it's okay. I can do all of that, you know?
So what is this criteria that they are talking about? And they say that, okay, we atheists, even we have our standards and we have our criteria. So what are they that they are actually believing in?
You know, the criteria is my self-pleasure and my self-interest.
Human-centrism.
Yes, maybe you can say not, you know, myself, you know, not even talking about the human being, because when we say human, it has some kind of societal.
I mean, human centrism in the sense of humanism in the sense that I am the center of everything. Yeah. I am not others, not God, not anyone else. So whatever comes, whatever is important to me, that makes sense, not anything else.
Yeah, of course. This is a, unfortunately, I have to say that this is a dominant culture. In different countries, unfortunately, some people, they believe in that and they practice it.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Some are not calling themselves and they do not actually claim that they are atheists, but they act like an atheist. So when the importance of self comes in between, then we are the, let's say, center of all goodnesses and badnesses. So whatever is important in the universe should be looked at the level of, should be looked at to the will of me, rather than the others, or even Allah's will and Allah's order.
Exactly, you know, because if you have these kinds of idea, you know, look at everything, every ethical issues as a means for having and for obtaining my own pleasure and my self-interest, it has these consequences, okay? But let me explain the opposite side of that, which
yes,
is Islamic ethics. Maybe in order to make the atheist ethic more clear for our dear audience.
Yeah.
In Islamic ethics, you see, we have fadail and radail, which means we have the
values and
yes,
excellences.
Excellences, which is they have their own value. They have their own value in it. And it has, talking about the other bad trait and positive traits and the negative trait. And these positive and negative traits and character, they enjoy their own, let's say, value. And, in any time, in any place, they obtain their value. Even, if meets my, this value, they meets my pleasure, or it does not meet that, I have to do that. Okay?
Very true.
And it has a strong foundation of that, and the foundation and the backing of that ideas and ethical issues in Islam is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman billah ta'ala wal amal as-salih, which means to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have righteous action, and to have the strong belief in hereafter. It is again very important. Let me make it clear. For example, in the verses of Noble Quran, we have ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatsoever you express, even a single word, some angels, they are witnessing, they are present, and they are witnessing and recording your wordings. Okay?
Very true.
So, it doesn't matter whether it serves your interest or not, your self-pleasure or not, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you need to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, for the sake of other people. Okay? To sacrifice your life, to rescue the life of other people. And to, for example, we have in the, a different occasion, different verses of Noble Quran, some people, including Ahlul Bayt, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet, they gave away their food. For three consecutive days, they did not eat, they did not have the, sufficient eating, and they sacrificed it to the other people.
But such beautiful and high values and excellences cannot be looked in the atheistic worldview. Because as you said and explained earlier, so all whatever is being seen is my own self. Not others, not God, not anyone around in my vicinity, no one else.
Of course, when you do not believe in hereafter, you do not have proper faith in Allah, when you do not have righteous action, it does not have any backing, any basis, okay? And any logic, you can say, for your ethics. What matters is your own pleasure and your own self-interest.
Very true.
Okay? And it can be changing, because of that, some of them, they believe in the relativism of the ethical issues. Okay?
Very true, yeah.
It means that if they are not absolute ethical issues, we do not have absolute ethical, elements, and they can be changed in different time and in different circumstances.
So all the values are not absolute, rather they are all relative.
Exactly.
So everything can be looked at as a relative. So it's a sort of dangerous belief that can enter in anyone's belief, Sheikh. What is the, remedy and cure for such a bad sickness and disease?
The remedy is actually to think about this issue, to have intellectual process and intellectual effort, to think whether in this universe I've been created whether to serve my own interest. What about other people? What about poor people? Okay, living in different countries, in different lands, and other problems. Why are you not thinking about the war-striking people in different countries?
Very true.
Different problems of society, different people in different land. Why are you not thinking about those people?
I want just to have a short comment on what you beautifully mentioned. I want to say that in Islamic worldview, it's not that you have to only, you need to ignore about yourself. No, we have to have your own relation. We need to define a relation with God with our people around us and society and with our own self and with the nature. So these are the worldview that Islam gives us. So again, your own self is important because من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه.
Your own self is important, but it is not all the story.
Oh, exactly. It is part of the story. Let's say one-fourth of the whole story based on the ahadith that we can refer to.
In the verse of Noble Quran, we have وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget about your share from this material life. But
definitely.
When you have extra, give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true. Very true.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not to totally think and to concentrate only on yourself. Not to be selfish. Not to be self-centered. This is a point that Islam is emphasizing on.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your elaboration and scholarly explanations on this topic. So we reached to this conclusion that there is no executive guarantee for those who actually believe that they are atheists to have their moral standards up. Anyhow, all in all, we need to first think about who we are and where we are now, and then to know about our duties and look at the world, look at the universe with another eye. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and your respected listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran. for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab. I hope wherever you are, you're fine, you're doing well. And in case you have any problems, you're not doing well. In this holy land, we always pray for your well-being, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the issues, the problems, the questions that parents have about the upbringing of their children. Well, the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio with us our guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalafan. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
All right, sister, we had been discussing about a very important question a sister had, who had a 15-year-old son and was like, as he grows older, he gets more frustrated and is always correcting his younger sister with anger. And whenever his mother tries to remind him that this is not the right way, the boy turns out to be more furious and only quarreling is something that's happening. You were talking about the way out. Yeah. You were talking about the phases. You said that a parent has to go back and look at the phases of his upbringing. Like, you divided the phases of upbringing into three parts. You said 7 first years and then second 7 years. And then this phase was coming in the last 7 years, wherein you said, we have to make our children our deputy. We have to ask for their opinions to let them feel their importance.
Yeah. So this is like a case that you have to ask the opinion of the things that are related to the home.
All right.
For example, if you want to go for a trip or you want to change a school of the your son or your daughter, or you want to, for example, change the setting of the house, or you want to go for an outing in a special place, you know, of, for example, a restaurant or a park, you ask his opinion and you discuss together what he thinks. So that will make him important. But of course, that doesn't apply to, you know, asking things like what property to buy or what should I do about the, you know, like a matter of business. That
All right.
The boy is not mature enough to answer, right?
You have to ask him questions that he can
handle.
Answer. He can
yeah.
handle.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and all this actually returns back to the levels that you were clever enough to undergo when you were upbringing your child.
All right.
For example, this first 7 years are supposed to be full of the child, you know, letting go, doing whatever he feels like, as in within the boundaries of safety.
All right.
And of course, like not going over the limit in disturbing the people as well, especially when you're public in a public place.
All right.
So, for example, the child wants to play with water and you keep on saying, no, you'll get sick.
All right.
You think the child would understand that? Never, he wouldn't, because he doesn't know how to rationally think yet.
All right.
He just thinks through his senses. He touches, he feels, he tastes, he smells, and he sees. And that's what his experience lies in. And as he builds his experience, if you do this this phase well enough, then you go to the second stage. Now his mind is ready to learn.
Yeah.
As in, like, you know, school or practical knowledge, or, you know, like teaching him how to do some theoretical knowledge and
yeah.
things like that, putting him to a school. He can do all these things, some tasks, as in, like, you know, learning things. So he can be like an abd, like a person who is you are his master.
All right.
Now you have to tell him, you know, the do's and don'ts, but in a very special way.
All right.
That even not like
so even that
him.
Has a particular way of saying do's
exactly.
and don'ts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It should all be an upbringing that it should be very swift
all right.
and very full of love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then when this passes properly, then now he has got the confidence of what? Experimenting and learning.
All
and
right.
then he can put that into action with deciding.
All right.
So he's a decisive person now. He's a decision maker. So you can trust him. But mostly parents don't ask, you know why? Because they don't trust the child.
They don't trust
them. They feel
them.
That such they, a small
actually
young teenager.
Actually, a child is always a child for
yeah,
the parents.
Exactly. And then they feel that such a young teenager, what would he know?
We'll talk about that. How should parents behave over here? Hey, we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. We have with us a special guest, Sister Salma Khalfan, who was answering an important question about the teens who are furious and behave angrily, do quarrels with the younger ones. And Sister talked about some phases of upbringing. Yes, Sister, please continue.
Also, I wanted to add something here that although a wazir should be asked like a question and probably his decision and his opinion should be regarded importantly.
All right.
But does that mean that you should listen to each and everything he has to say? Now, here you need the style, the verbal connection
to
the father, the parent. So he should try to, for example, the child says, I want to travel here. For example, the father asks the child, where do you think, what do you think where we should travel this summer?
All right.
Or this, for example, happy occasion, like the Eid or something like that. So he says, I want to travel somewhere like, for example.
Which is really not possible.
It's not possible.
All right.
So then the father can, for example, tell him that, don't you think that the climate there is like this? And would you enjoy that climate?
Yeah.
You know, so he should get his
tricky
way.
Yeah. He has to reject his, if he's not in God.
Reject
with
it swiftly. As yeah. in, don't say,
in
no, you're wrong.
In a very tricky way. Yeah.
In a very tricky way. Or probably some things that are best not to be sought advice from. Then, of course, you can seek advice and make decisions together in little matters.
All right.
So in some things that, you know, mostly involve your children, then he feels special that, you know, my say is being heard.
Yeah.
That, you know, like I'm important in the family. So in the same way, such haughtiness can retreat and become lesser. And you see a child turning to be friendly with the parents and being able to feel trusted and also to trust the children, the
yeah.
parents at the same time. When that respect builds, then the proper tarbiyat goes, you know, about.
And all right. Then we have a proper
upbringing. Useful to the society as well.
Yeah. Well, this was about a teen boy. But what about a teen girl? For example, parents often, as you said, do not trust their children. Since they do not trust, so that's why they do not make decision-making or opinion. They don't take much opinions from them. And when such a child, such a teen, hears some kind of love or some care from outside his home, which is actually not love, which is lust, he gets trapped very easily. So here, what do you suggest for parents? How can they trickily ask them, like you said, you should trust your kids, first of all, and show your love. And some parents are not expressive, unfortunately, even if they love, because parents, obviously, they love their children. But parents are not always expressive in their love. So what do you suggest for such parents? How to express their love or how to take their opinions from the kids?
In this case, like you mentioned, it's like it's already gone out of hand because the girl has already sought love elsewhere.
Yeah.
So there was no communication. There was no those kind of abiding by the rules in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from her, from a proper tarbiyah to take
True.
Place. See? So this is how she got misguided in the first place. We're going to see how this affects even in the long run, that how the tarbiyah should take place both from the father and the mother. The attention should be given so much so that the child should not look for love elsewhere. See?
Yeah.
So now you can say that maybe the child needs to be explained, maybe, you know, given a kind of a proper explanation of what the repercussions are of such and such matters. Or if the child just doesn't listen, then probably you can seek help from somewhere else, like a counselor or something like that, or somebody, a relative who can explain.
You have to find a way out.
Because you can't just leave your children on the lurch, can you?
Yeah.
Of course you can't.
I'll be discussing that with you. Here we need to take another break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children
and teach them good manners.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the IIIB English Radio. This is the Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab, and we have been talking about the Islamic upbringing issues. And we talked about a 15-year-old son who had issues like getting frustrated and getting furious. And you talked about, you solved the issue. You talked about our phases. You said what parents can do about that. I would like to add over here that once parents start asking the opinions of their children, they feel like more important in their home. And once they feel important at home, they don't get derailed outside the home. For example, if anyone outside shows you a little respect and little care, like boys are hungry for respect, girls are hungry for love and care. Once they do not find that at home, they start just, you know, looking for that outside home. So, yes, parents here need to be very clever. They need to ask for opinions from their children. Well, we have another issue going on in the society today. If you talk about media, the cinema, the TV, it has got so many persuading techniques and so many persuading movies and films and cartoons and games and stuff. So how do we limit our children towards the cinema or towards watching this TV or, you know, towards watching such kind of films?
Okay, yes, that is very prevalent in all countries, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, even I can say in Iran as well.
Yeah.
Everywhere, the youths have this propensity to go towards excitement, watching movies, being together, you know, playing, things like that. They want to find out about, they want to emulate their heroes, and they see, you know, what kind of actors are acting in what movie, which is getting very famous, and how he acted. These kind of things, unfortunately, are very prevalent. It's because...
And they are selecting their idols from those roles.
Yeah, idols
roles.
For that, the heroes. So anyway, first of all, I talk about the cinema and television itself. They are two information media, okay? Just giving us information, and judgment as to whether it's halal or haram is depending on the nature of the information provided.
All right.
So every time it can't be said that these things are forbidden, okay? If the material relates to lust or moral corruption and incitement of crime, then it is forbidden. But if it's not, for example, there's some very good movies that teach you a lesson. They're about family problems, or they are documentaries.
They're about creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
Or science fiction.
So all these are permissible, of course. So sometimes you see or war programs, you know, like lives of the personalities of martyrs. You know, that's
yeah.
a program that is watchable.
Yeah.
Or Quranic stories that we have replete with us here in Iran, like Hazrat Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Ibrahim.
Yeah.
All these stories can be watched, you know, with the, you know, perfect peace of mind. And even the children should be encouraged to be watching if they like watching so much, you know.
Yeah.
The proper direction should be given to them. And first of all, there's a very important factor of limiting one time as a parent for the children, the screen time.
All right.
Starting from a young age, you should ingrain in them that there is one, for example, hour screen time for you.
All right.
So as the child develops, you know, he would like it even, because he will begin to say and realize that it's not like something that satisfies him the way play does or reading does. Because here, if you go and see, you become
and
more...
And that way he'll also follow the rules.
Yes,
because
rules have also
when you're setting a particular time, then,
yeah.
for example, we have no screen time after 8 p.m., that way you're actually setting a rule.
Yeah.
And that way he'll learn to follow rules.
Exactly. And he's becoming more obedient. And of course, we say that there's one period of the phase of life that obedience is inculcated more than anything. You know, when the seventh set of years that come after the first seventh set. So this is the time to regulate these rules in such a way that you direct them to the programs that you want them to watch, at the same time knowing that they would be excited with these programs,
right.
knowing how much interest they have in certain things, certain programs.
We had a question also on that topic. Well, I'll ask you that in another session. For now, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to this program again, you can go to parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam, search the program Islamic Upbringing, and then you can find programs over there. In case you have any questions regarding the upbringing, you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media by the name Call of Islam Radio. Until another program, fi amanillah and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Do you know?